Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 19th, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 volunteer John Palumbo reporting. At the recent regular MEC Summer 2011 meeting, the 14 LEC presidents thoroughly reviewed the crossover hiring proposal from management and determined that the program would be detrimental to our flight attendant community. Don't take our word for it. Read it. If you haven't already read the original proposal, see for yourself how this program is not good for flight attendants. Based on the proposal, flight attendants crossing over sever their employment with United Airlines to cross over to Continental, with no right of return at any time in the future. For bidding purposes, would be placed at the bottom of the Continental seniority list, would be subject exclusively to the terms and conditions of the IAM contract, would be subject to the loss of benefits, such as reduced vacation and health care options, would have their participation in the United 401k retirement plan frozen with no additional company matching or direct contributions. Instead, these individuals will be placed into the Continental Retirement Plan, or CARP, with no prior service credit and will start as day one participants, and would be subject to assignment at company discretion to Houston or Newark Domestic as reserves, with no snapback to their current domicile once the merger is completed. Transfers between Continental bases would be awarded at your new Continental seniority. The ALPA program has important distinctions that differ from the program that was offered to United subsidiary flight attendants. While management would like you to believe that they are offering a similar program, it is just not the case. For ALPA, it is a provision that the pilots previously negotiated into their fence agreement to protect their members on what might best be described as our equivalent involuntary furlough. 1,437 ALPA-represented United pilots have been on involuntary furlough. This provides a way for 200 of these pilots, who may want to work for Continental, a means to do so. Unlike the crossover program for flight attendants, United pilots who accept the offer of employment at Continental retain their normal recall rights with United, should United Airlines begin hiring at some point in the future. The same option is not available to flight attendants based on the proposal. In fact, for flight attendants, the decision is irrevocable. United flight attendants on our AFA-negotiated voluntary furlough program are eligible to seek employment outside of United without severing their employment ties with the company, without losing benefits, and would have the right of return to the domicile from which they were awarded a voluntary furlough. Our voluntary furlough program provides the opportunity for flight attendants who need or want time off to do so without losing benefits or severing their employment relationship with the company, while protecting their right to seek alternate employment or collect unemployment benefits. United management also has a way to address their self-inflicted staffing shortages. They should do what they said they would do: get contracts in place. We have said all along that we want to work with management to have contracts in place soon and have made ourselves available 24/7 in order to advocate for the priorities you have told us are important. We urge management to stop their delay tactics and get serious in the negotiating process. Many local councils are having meetings regarding this topic to discuss the rationale behind the MEC decision regarding this attempt by management to chip away at our contract. We encourage you to attend a meeting at your local council to hear and understand the reasoning behind our MEC dismissing this program, which would not benefit our flight attendant community. Revision number 8 and associated e-learning. August schedules have been awarded. Revision number 8 and the associated e-learning are required in order to remain qualified to fly. As with RET, you are not considered qualified to fly after the effective date of the revision until you have completed the training. As a consequence, beginning on July 18, 2011, if you have not completed the FAA-mandated e-learning module, you will see a Q diagnostic associated with any assignment after August 9, including reserve days of availability, as well as with any assignment that begins before and extends beyond August 9. The presence of a Q diagnostic in your line of flying will prevent you from picking up or trading into trips or reserve days scheduled after August 9th, until you have completed this FAA-mandated training. If you have a reserve block that contains reserve availability days on August 10th or later, reserve flight attendants should make sure that they have completed all of these tasks at least 48 hours prior to the first reserve day in the reserve block that includes the August 10th deadline, to avoid being shown as unavailable due to the lack of qualification. United is requiring completion of the FAA-mandated e-learning module by 2359 local domicile time August 9, 2011 to be compliant and to retain your flying qualifications. This e-learning is accessible from the United Learning Network titled Revision Number 8 Summary and Assessment, catalog code FASW-FAO-2011-08. Please give yourself the time to insert the associated revision into your FAOM and complete this e-learning module. AIRS in June 2011 Summary of Material Modifications, SMM. United recently mailed to all flight attendants a SMM dated June 2011. This SMM is a requirement document from companies to inform employees of changes to benefit plans. This notice was sent without review by or advance notification to the United AFA MEC Benefits Committee. Upon reviewing this document, AFA discovered that it contains errors and other contractual prohibitions. Our AFA contract contains language that prohibits United management from changing negotiated benefits without written permission from our union, which we have not provided. Modifications such as those outlined in the SMM are subject to change only through negotiations, and parts of the document are in direct violation of our flight attendant agreement. Our benefits committee is addressing these issues with management, and updates will be provided as they become available. If you have any question, please contact your local council office. Partnership Program Update. United has agreed for the fifth consecutive time to offer the partnership program. Bidding for this six-month program began on July 6, 2011 and will conclude on July 27, 2011 at 0800 Central Time. The program will run from August 31, 2011 to March 1, 2012. Many of you have taken advantage of this AFA-negotiated program due to its flexibility and the notion that it may be saving the job of a fellow flying partner. We encourage you to consider taking advantage of the negotiated program with the benefits it provides. For more information about the partnership program, dates, and deadlines, please visit our website. United PBGC Pension Note. In a 2005 agreement between United Airlines and the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, or PBGC, to take over United's pension plans, there is a stipulation that any time United's profit exceeds $3.5 billion over a 12-month period in any year prior to 2017, they are required to make a payment to the PBGC. Under the agreement, United is required to issue a $62.5 million note whenever the earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, amortization, and aircraft rent exceed this trigger. United announced those conditions were met on June 30th, resulting in the need for payment. United is required to fund this note by February 2012. Negotiations update, week 115. Our negotiating committee returns to the bargaining table with management this week. The negotiating committee has been preparing for the mediated session with United Management. The agenda includes reserve issues, which are top priority for flight attendants in these negotiations. Management has refused to meet with us outside of our scheduled mediated sessions, using as an excuse the uncertainty in the outcome of the representation election. With resolution of the representation issue, we now have the opportunity to use an alternative expedited process that involves intensive mediated negotiations for a defined period of time. Despite the fact that United Management has failed to reach any new ratified agreements at United Airlines, we are confident that this is the best course of action to achieve the priorities of United flight attendants. Our negotiations are at a crossroads. It's time to break through the delay tactics exhibited since the beginning of our negotiations. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.